Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with the folks in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Speaking of the performing arts, often we have people on the show from different areas of the performing arts, dance, music, theater, you name it. Occasionally, we'll bring some people on here that clash, and that's what we're having today. Not clashing so much, but combining. We have people from Momentum Dance Collective. We have Becky Kendall, who is a founding member and a choreographer. Welcome to the show, Becky.
Hi, thank you.
We also have Ariel Graham, who is a director with the company and a dancer and a choreographer. Welcome to the show once again, Ariel Graham.
Hi.
And we also have, now this is dance, Momentum Dance Collective. We think of dance as movement, and sometimes there might be some sound. And then we have, on the other side of the studio, John Parsi from Urban Yeti, known throughout town as one of the top improv companies in Anchorage. And they don't do, well, they do improv, but they don't dance too much, do they, John?
No, not a lot. There's a reason we don't.
So John Parsi is here from Urban Yeti. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
So Becky, Ariel, John, let's improv the show.
All right,
okay,
here
so,
we go.
So let's talk about this collaboration. Momentum Dance Collective, Urban Yeti, what's going to happen?
Well, we will find out.
Yeah.
So we'll just come back on November the 12th.
Yeah.
There you go.
So go ahead. Well, how did this collaboration or the idea of this collaboration come
sure.
out? Becky, go ahead.
Sure. Well, we're starting our season, and we're really thinking about the way we create and how we create and what we create and kind of breaking it down and stripping it down a little bit. Often we use improvisation as a tool to create ideas and sort of suss out new concepts. And this year we decided to really go deeper into that and create a show not only based in improv, but performing it improvisationally. And in discussion with the company, we were talking about, you know, other people who have this skill, and obviously Urban Yeti came up. I had just met John. We worked together a little bit with the Anchorage Concert Association, and so I sent him an email thinking, like, is this a crazy idea? Should we just play around in the studio and see what happens? And he just sent an email back, said, yeah, we're on board. So there you go.
Yes, and.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
And.
Embrace.
Right, there you go.
Embrace the chaos.
Exactly. So, John, tell us from your viewpoint, what were you thinking when you got this email?
So, in improv comedy, it's really great because we interact with one another and we interact with an audience. And having more people, new people to interact with through a different artistic medium is incredible. It just allows us to push our boundaries further to get a better understanding of how movement plays a role in our improv, but also to interact with a whole new community of people, a new set of artists. It's always something that we look forward to.
And Ariel, have you had any improvisation outside of dance that you could work with, like, say, improv?
No, not me personally. I'm pretty trained in dance, but I know we're just excited to learn from each other, and we're going to start rehearsing together this week, which will be fun to see what comes out of those rehearsals coming up and what we end up creating and sharing with our audience in November.
Yeah. So we've had Urban Yeti on, also Scared Scriptless, and we've talked about the improv process. And many people think of improvising as just going out on stage and making it up. That's not true, of course. You have to have technique, dance,
right,
and in acting. But they're different techniques, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and I think that's really interesting for us because we have, you know, we have a set of tools and ideas that anchor us into the moment, right? And so we know that as dancers, and I'm really excited to see what, you know, Urban Yeti's process is, how they overlap, or how we can adapt some of the things that they do into our practice. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to what that's going to.
And Urban Yeti is known for what's called the long form of improv, which is you develop an idea over the course of some time rather than just a quick sketch or something.
Correct. Not a sketch. I do both. So I'm involved in Scared Scriptless as well. So short form is more game oriented. So it has specific rules. You have about 3 to 5 minutes per scene. And in long form, you have 30 minutes. And it is kind of free form. There are rules, but there aren't the strict rules that you might have in a game of purpose, which makes that difference. And so there is a development over a long period of time of what a scene is. And I think that that's kind of a difference in perspective or trajectory in improv.
And in a sense, Ariel, this is the same with dance improv. You take an idea, a movement idea, and you explore that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have some different ways we go about it, but, you know, we talk about a concept or an idea or a word or something, like Becky was saying, that anchors us in the moment. And then we go out and we explore that idea through movement. It's been a great process just getting to know the other dancers. I mean, a lot of us know each other very well, but through improv, it's you got to kind of tune in a slightly different way. And, you know, playing off each other, seeing what the group is doing. And I mean, I think it's great for a company to be able to really dive in deep to that.
They say the secret to improv is listening, right? Whether you're dancing or speaking, you have to listen. As you just mentioned, Ariel, you have to know your partner, don't you? So, Becky, how are you going to listen dance-wise with improv actors? Or do you know yet?
We don't know, but I am just grinning ear to ear thinking about this right now. We've got a lot of things going on in this show, so there's a lot of room for fun, and I think that's going to be really nice because the show is right after the election. Basically, it's November 12th. So I think maybe we will all be really interested in some fun ideas. So we've got dancers. We're using props. We're kind of exploring the idea of using props. We're working with Urban Yeti, and we're also partnering with Midnight Sun to do a beer tasting. So we're wrapping it all up with a weird little idea in the Church of Love, a repurposed church in Spinard.
What can go wrong here?
Beer, I don't know. Church, dance. I'm not sure.
It's a little bit of everything, so every base is covered.
But this is just the germ of another idea. And by the way, I'm talking with members from Momentum Dance Collective. We have Becky Kendall and Ariel Graham, along with John Parsi from Urban Yeti. We're talking about this crazy show these guys are collaborating on that opens on, well, it may open on Friday, November the 11th. You're improvising with the opening night, in
fact. We are.
And it will perform November the 12th.
Correct.
In the Church of Love in Spinard, along with Midnight Sun with a beer tasting.
Yeah.
But this is only the beginning, isn't it?
Right.
Tell us what's going to happen after this.
Well, we've done this a couple of times now. I call it sort of a way to have a show that's under construction. So we're getting some feedback from the audience, but it's really building towards our final show of the season, which is in March. So we're sussing out ideas and concepts. We're getting feedback sort of in real time so that we can take that information and build towards this grander show, which we're still, so we're going to see what happens there as well. And it'll be here at APU in Grant Hall. So we're really excited to explore that new space.
That will be exciting to have you here at Grant Hall. So are there other ideas?
Well, I mean, from our perspective, I think responsiveness to an audience, responsiveness to other performers is critical. Mm-hmm. So I think that from the improv perspective, having a very different audience to respond to will be helpful to our art form. But I think it sounds like it would be something that is great that we can lend to the dance community as well, is this notion that we're not just artists in a, you know, room. We present something for an audience and then walk out and leave and say, good job, congratulations, good night. We respond to our audience, both in terms of the scenes we do, in terms of the performance we have that night, but in terms of future performances too. So I think this should be a great experience for us as artists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to have our audiences, you know, a lot of people who see Urban Yeti probably, or maybe they do, I don't know, go see dance. But for our audiences to cross over and get a witness to different art forms that are right there in their own community is fun as well. So,
you know, I've asked this question before with Urban Yeti and Scared Scriptless. A lot of the SNL actors have come out of improv, and in the process of doing these improvs, they develop certain characters that they do over, not over and over again, but they become known for these characters. Do you see that happening with this? Do you see certain types of characters or maybe themes that are going to come out that you're going to keep sort of bringing back as a stock piece? Or will your show just continually develop as a totally improvisational show?
I'm not sure, but I do think there are a lot of things that we're hoping to discover. We're interested in using some set pieces for our March show, so that's why we're experimenting with props. We really enjoyed this idea of improv because we're finding that there's so much beauty in these moments that are really hard to choreograph when they're set. The rawness goes away when they're over rehearsed. So I don't know. We're going to see what happens, but we're really enjoying this new mix-up of improvisation, and what we'll find with Urban Yeti is hopefully a little comedy as well. We know how to do serious in dance very well, but often in life you need a little humor in all of that. So we're hoping to insert and inject a little humor into what we do so that hopefully that carries through it this season.
And Ariel, you've had some experience in theater. We know you've choreographed some shows for ATY and other theater companies. So you've had some experience translating dance into a theatrical medium. Do you see this as being part of that process?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think, like it's already been mentioned, you know, everyone's involved is really excited about this collaboration, this crossover. So we're definitely going to learn from each other, the process that we use to generate material, how we anchor ourselves in a moment, how we connect with each other. So I think, you know, combining the actors and dancers, it's only good things. Only good things are going to come from that. So I'm sure we'll have some, you know, funny moments, and as we try to figure out each other's styles. But it's going to be part of the fun.
But John, you know that they're not always good moments in improv,
and that's okay.
But what do you find out when those moments don't go well on the stage?
That don't hit well. A couple of different things. One, that's life. Yeah. I mean, everything isn't perfect in life, and that's one of the great things about doing improv. But the other thing is that you learn how to react to one another. You learn one another's strengths and weaknesses. You learn what your audience expects, and you become focused in on that. And I think one of the things that you gain besides just stock characters for sketch comedy from improv is kind of an understanding of how you relate to one another. And I'm really hopeful that from the dance perspective, that the dancers can get those impressions of one another. Mm-hmm. Someone who's pushed into a position that they may not normally be in might gain strength through that process and a better understanding of how different performers interact or where their strengths and weaknesses are so that they can complement one another.
You know, I'm curious about this performance, because I know one question you probably have is that will the dancers go into the vocal improv and will the vocal improv actors go into dance? Do you anticipate some of that? We've got about 30 seconds left to answer that important question. Go ahead.
I hope so. I would like to see the Yetis dance.
We do occasionally. Like I said, it will be funny, that's for certain.
Well, they say the dancing is simply movement and acting is simply, you know, becoming a person on stage. And so that's both things.
I think so.
Well, this sounds like an exciting collaboration. We have Momentum Dance Collective along with Urban Yeti coming together at the Church of Love in Spinard. Definitely a show on 11/12, maybe a show on 11/11.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show. John Parsi from Urban Yeti.
Thank you.
Becky Kendall from Momentum Dance Collective.
It was fun. Thank you.
And Ariel Graham from Momentum Dance Collective.
Thank you.
For next time, this is Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.